Shirley and Randy, great job. Thank you for sharing. Let's congratulate her on joining in membership here. Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks for being courageous to share. That's wonderful. This week, we launch together our Advent focus. We'll start our teaching time next week, but even launching right now today, I want to let you know about our theme. It's called Extraordinary Christmas. Extraordinary Christmas. We're going to be in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 throughout the coming month. And we launch today because Advent really is all about preparing and waiting, and waiting and preparing and anticipating the Lord Jesus coming. And you've got the opportunity to do that all this week in anticipation of gathering next week. As you leave today out at the info station, there are paper copies of our Advent guide. Right here at Manor, we love curating and crafting resources. We love doing that, and we've worked in this guide to do that. It's also available for those of you joining us online today, live streaming. It's available through a link right there online. So you can grab it there, or you can grab your own paper copy. This is stuffed with great questions to help you go deeper in Advent this year in Matthew chapters 1 and 2. There are also video links for videos that will help inspire your anticipation and preparation in this Christmas season and in this time of waiting and anticipating during Advent. So we invite you to grab one. We invite you to enter in. This is great for personal exploration by way of your own walk with Christ. It's also great for small groups and one-on-ones and even family Advent time. So we invite you to grab hold of one. Two verses cap off Psalm 118 and prime our hearts. Two verses cap it off, verses 28 and 29. We've been all throughout this month exploring and going deeper in Psalm 118 and letting our hearts become more grateful hearts. And so I want to invite you to read with me these cap off verses. Will you join me aloud, full voice? Let's read it aloud together. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to please take out your paper turkey if you brought it with you. We've had these available the last several weeks. If you brought it with you with some things jotted down, you can pull it out right now, and in a few minutes, we're going to have open mic time right here. You can do the same if you're joining in with us online and live streaming today. There's a digital copy available there as well, or you can just be thinking, what are some things for which you want to give the Lord praise in great big ways and even in small ways today? It's incredible to realize our opportunity to think on the common graces. What we might sometimes dub as the little things that, well, especially during seasons like this, we actually come to realize, if we slow down, if we ponder, that quite often the little things really are the big things. Those common everyday graces, everyday ordinary things. And maybe then as well, those next level circumstances, people, events, situations, you might think of them as the higher graces or the deeper, more profound graces. Either way, the common everyday graces or the higher or deeper graces, those things for which you are all out grateful, those things you just can't help but say, Lord, thank you. In every circumstance, to give thanks. In everything, to give thanks. That's a huge challenge. And so, if you're gathering online today, again, there's a printable version of a turkey there, or the turkeys are there in your seats. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you can just jot down a couple of things you're thankful for. In a few minutes, the mics will be open, or the chat field online there, or the chat room will be open, and you can share. Our family had a great big moment. Earlier this fall, we were stretched and challenged to give thanks in all circumstances. It truly was one of those moments when we were pressed, pushed, stretched to need to give thanks in everything. It was a really hard moment. We decided to go hiking on a Saturday afternoon. This was several weeks back, earlier fall. So we loaded our dog, Musti the Hound. He's a part Bernese mountain dog. He loves going hiking. We love hiking as a family. And we headed down to the Holtwood region to hike. How many of you've been down to Holtwood? You know where I'm talking about? You're down in there, yeah, you talk about this is my father's world, the leaves, the trees. It was peak leaf time. It was just beautiful. There had been rain during the week before, so the water was running in the streams. The waterfalls were cascading. It was truly, like, remarkable, and we knew it would be. And so we got there, and we parked our minivan, and off we went. Musti the Hound all hooked up, and we trudged up the rocky cliffs and went down the trails. And it was truly, truly moments, honestly, of just all-out wow, awe, and wonder at God's creation. Truly a whole bunch of this is my father's world kinds of moments. We were out there in the woods for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and we got back to our van with the dog. We were getting ready to load everything in, and my son Josiah walked to the passenger side of the van first, and he stopped dead in his tracks, and he said, "Dad, I think you better come look." And I immediately knew from Josiah's expression something was wrong, but I'm thinking flat tire, and I stepped to that side of the van, and lo and behold, the window was smashed out on passenger side. And so the scene that greeted us inside the van, also glass all over the ground. This was indeed a smash and grab. But it was a sloppy smash and grab, which made it even worse, because whatever they were using to take out the window, the sledge, the hammer, the crowbar, whatever it was, they got the frame of the door too. Like, so you're like, really? Like, if you're gonna do this, like, be smart about it. Just get the glass, okay? So now it's gonna be a new door. It's gonna be glass. And of course, they got Nance's purse. They got her purse. She had even covered it up with a jacket. They got her purse. And so immediately we have this moment where we're faced with the attitudinal crunch, right? The attitudinal choice. Are we going to melt down? Are we going to go freak out? Or are we going to find a way to give thanks in everything? Been in that kind of moment? You know what I'm talking about? It was. We were tested. We were pressed. We were pushed as a family. We're standing there, glass all over the ground, glass all throughout the van, and we're like, grateful or grumpy? Which is it going to be? And so we're faced with that kind of moment, and so of course, we immediately said, "Oh, isn't this just like 2020? Right? Because, I mean, everything feels that way right now. What an unprecedented year, right? It seems like one thing leads to the next thing that leads to the next thing, and over and over and over again, we've been faced by unprecedented circumstances. All of us can relate. Take a look. See if you can resonate with any of these thoughts. Take a look. Grateful hearts, the challenge, the press, the push to actually give thanks in all things. We did end up finding reason to give thanks after a few minutes of thinking about it there in our glass all over the place minivan. Remarkably, moments before we left the minivan to go into the woods, we actually had locked our wallets into the glove box, and they were still there. So licenses and credit cards and all of that were intact, and it wasn't nearly the fiasco it would have been, could have been. Oh yeah, we still had all of the headache and heartache of some other stuff missing and needing to get the van fixed and all of that, but not nearly what it could have been. And we found ourselves giving thanks, saying, there it is. There it is. We give thanks. Across November, we've been exploring Psalm 118, and we've encountered this call to grateful hearts. And we've been learning together that it's way more than happy, stress-free, somehow always pie in the sky, pleasant kind of thinking. It's much more than that. It's much more than simply good feelings about life. Grateful heart is more than that. Gratitude is all-out confession, a deliberate choice to declare, a declaration of thanks and praise based on the Lord's goodness. The Lord's goodness. See, at the core, He is loving toward us with a faithful, loyal, steadfast, covenant love that will not let you go. We realize even though life feels pressurized and stressed and squeezed too tight places, those too tight a place kinds of circumstances, the psalmist talks about it here in Psalm 118, when life feels squeezed, that's not the end of the story, because He is for us. He is for you. He is on your side, even when it seems like enemies are surrounding you like swarms of bees, he describes it that way. Even when it seems like people are out to get you, even powerful people, and unprecedented circumstances, even in those moments, He is for you. He is for me. He is for us. And His saving work, His delivering work makes all the difference. He delivers. He delivers and He brings us out into open places. Our circumstances actually get altered from those squeezed too tight, skinny, thin, tight places to out into open, bountiful, abundant places. Sometimes circumstantial, yes, but always attitudinal, always psychological, always deep in our soul, more open places. He brings us into those. And so He is our refuge, and we can fully rely on Him. He's our Savior. He's our deliverer. And we can fully rely on Him, even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it doesn't look like it. We can fully rely on Him. And so we're warmly invited. We saw it last week. We're warmly invited to enter into all-out gratitude. He is righteous, though on our own, we are not. On our own, not a one of us is fully righteous. Not a one of us is fully holy. Not a one of us hits the mark, matches up to God's perfect standard of holiness and righteousness. Not me, not you, not a single human on the planet ever across all time. None of us are righteous. No, not one. But He is righteous. The righteous King enters in through the gates of righteousness, and His righteousness becomes our righteousness. We enter in because He is righteous. He's our cornerstone. He is rock solid, reliable, and more than ever, don't we need reliability? Don't we need to know someone is reliable, someone we can bank on, trust on, bank on again and again, no matter what? He's that reliable. We all need that kind of reliability. He is our light. Our brilliant light dispelling the darkness. And certainly we live in a day when more than ever we need brilliant light dispelling our darkness. And He is our saving sacrifice. He is our saving sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice on the altar. He gave His life there on the cross for you and for me. He entered in. And as the righteous one, our King, He has entered in so we can enter in with all out praise and thanks to Him. And so our psalm concludes with these words, oh, so personalized. Will you say them again with me? Let's say them again aloud. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. We can all give thanks. In the common everyday graces, in those things we might dub as the little things, and in the big things. In all of it, he meets us there. He invites us to enter in. So will you join your heart and voice? Will you join in this morning, your heart and voice, intentional reflection and immense salvation celebration? Will you join in like that, in such intentional thanksgiving? I want to invite you, whenever you're ready, you can come ahead to a mic, or if you haven't done it already, you can enter in the chat field online there in the chat room, and you can share. I invite you to do that. Come ahead to either mic or join in the chat room right there. Love what G.K. Chesterton said years ago, famous author, famous poet. He says, "You say grace before meals, all right. But I say grace before the concert and the opera, and grace before the play and pantomime, and grace before I open a book, and grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in the ink." What incredible perspective of gratitude. In the everyday things and in the things that might not actually be so every day. Mics are open. You're invited to come. As you do, I want to invite you to enter in, stay focused on Christ Jesus, please. Invite you to do that. Stay focused on him. Give room for others, please. So feel free to share, obviously. Feel free to enter in and share. But as you do, leave space and time for others to share, please. So whenever you're ready, somebody can step up to a mic and go ahead and share. The mics are open.